We began looking last week. This is going to be awkward because I'm going to have to keep doing this, so you'll have to excuse me. Last week we began to ask the question, why did Jesus Christ come into the world? What was the reason for coming? And what did he do by coming into the world? So we're looking today at one of the reasons why Jesus came. And we're looking to see if there are any reasons in us why he should come. So I want to begin by asking the children a question. What is happening next Sunday? What is next Sunday? Yes. Yes, Jesus rose from the dead. But what else is next Sunday? Sam. Christmas Day. Now, hands up those of you who think that you're not going to get any presents at all. I don't think Mum was looking. So you all think you're going to get some Christmas presents? No? Now, here's the next question. Do you all deserve Christmas presents? Hands up if you think you deserve a Christmas present. Right, hands down. Very interesting. I wonder if I ask the same question of the parents. Do your children deserve Christmas presents? Well, there's one mother. No. Well, your parents think. Your parents don't think you deserve anything. Good. Let me tell you a story. I'll tell you one that is true, and I'll tell you one that might be true. I used to help a church in London to do their monthly magazine. Sorry, their bi-monthly magazine. So every 2 months, I had to type out all these words and lay them out and make them look nice and then get them printed. And then I'd post 2 great big boxes down to London. And the last time I did this, they said, "That's rather expensive. You must be making a lot of money out of us." So what I did, I sent them an invoice that detailed everything that I was charging them for. Do you know what an invoice is? Who knows what an invoice is? Daniel should know what an invoice is. His granddad issues lots of them. What's an invoice, Daniel? Not quite, no. I'll tell you what an invoice is. It's a piece of paper on which you put down to a person, "I have sold you these things," and it details them, and it might be you sold them a computer, might be you sold them a bicycle, might be you sold them a car or a book, and it might be that you've just given them some of your time, and so they're paying you for your time. You write all these things down, and you say how much they all cost, and at the bottom, you add it all up, and that's how much they owe you, unless you happen to be VAT registered, and then you have to add on 17.5% for the VAT. That goes to the government, and then there's the total amount at the bottom. And that's what they have to pay you. So what I did, I said, right, well, there's the cost of getting it printed. I had to go to Shrewsbury and take this to a print shop to get it printed, and they charged me a certain amount of money. So I put that down. Cost of printing was about £200. So I put that down. Next line. There was the wear and tear on my computer. So I made an allowance for that and I put down nothing. And then there was all the time I spent on it. I spent about 20 hours working on this. I wrote down 20 hours. And I put down how much I thought my time was worth. And I put nothing. And then I put down travelling 100 miles because I had to go to Shrewsbury twice. So I had to take it down there to deliver it to the printers, come back and then go back again the next day. So I put down 100 miles at, what did I charge them? 37 pence a mile, I think. So 100 miles at 37 pence a mile, nothing. And then I put down, what else did I put down? I'm sure I put something else down. Electricity, yes, electricity. Telephone, because I spent a long time on the telephone. So I had to send them draft copies of this to make sure they were happy with it and no spelling mistakes. So I sent them a fax. Now, when you fax about 30 pages, that takes a long time on the telephone. So there was cost of telephone, nothing. And all the way down, apart from the cost of the printing, nothing, 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 nothing. And I added just at the bottom, so they understood, my profit, nothing. So I'd done it for them, free. All they paid for was the printing. They didn't complain after that. They didn't ask me to do it again either. But they didn't complain, and they paid me what I had paid for the printing. Now that's a true story. That happened about 18 months ago. I did it because of my love and care for the people in the church in London. I wasn't bothered about making money out of it. It's one of my problems. I'm not a businessman. I do things for too many people without charging them. Like I'm doing this for you now. We do all these things in the church for you. We don't charge you anything. It's all for free. Because we love you. Now there's a story, and I'm not sure whether this is a true story, but it wouldn't surprise me. And it's a story that was made into a song. Some of the adults might know the song. Haven't a clue what the title is. Haven't a clue who sang it. Well, this little boy came up to his mother one day and he presented her with an invoice. And he'd written down, cleaning the carpets. What do you think it's worth, cleaning the carpets? How much do you think you get paid? 20p. How much do you think? A fiver. A fiver for cleaning the carpets? All right, we'll say a fiver for cleaning the carpets. He wrote down, cleaning the carpets, £5. Cleaning the car, how much for cleaning the car? £2. £2 for cleaning the car, that's the outside. Clean the inside of the car. You can tell what Isaac's done recently. There's £1 for that. And then, washing up. How much for washing up? 50p, right? 50p for washing up. Keeping my bedroom tidy for a week. £10. Dear, dear. Shows how bad some bedrooms are, doesn't it? Alright, keeping my bedroom tidy for a week, £20. I think that's a bit excessive myself, but we'll just say that for the sake of illustration. And he put down a few other things, and at the bottom, he added it all up, and he got a figure and he said, right, there you are, Mum. That's what you owe me for being good. So she said, okay, well, thank you, I'll take this away and think about it. And later on that day, Mother came along and gave him a piece of paper. And he opened it up, looked at it, and he read it, and it said, for bearing you and caring for you when you were a little baby, no charge. For cooking your meals and doing all the washing up most of the time, no charge. For wiping your nose, for looking after you when you're ill and you've got measles and chicken pox and mumps, and looking after you in bed and giving you lots of drinks and giving you lots of tender loving care, no charge. For worrying about you and being concerned about you and helping you in every way that I possibly can, no charge. And the list went on and on and on with all the things this boy's mother had done for him. And each one said, no charge, no charge, no charge, no charge. And the total at the bottom, who can tell me how much it came to at the bottom? Nothing. She'd done all those things for him for nothing. And she did all those things for him because she loved him. Didn't expect to get anything back in return. That's a mark of whether someone really loves you or not. If someone says, I love you and because I've just done that for you, I'll have £20, please, that really means they don't love you at all because they're making a charge for it. Now, when you get older, we must make a distinction here. When you get older, and if you get a job, and you're still living at home, your parents might say, right, now you give us some money. That's not because they don't love you anymore. It's because they want you to learn that things have value and that you have to pay for things. They would happily carry on doing everything for you for nothing. but they do it because they want you to learn. So it's not a charge for any services that they provide for you. So when people do things for love, they don't charge anything. Now let's ask the question. Do we deserve anything from God? No. Nothing. Not anything. Not that we could give God anything. But if we could give God something, then it would be a lot less than God. And we can't give God anything because anything that we could give to God belongs to God anyway. It's all His. Did you know that all the clothes that you're wearing belong to God? Do you know that all the toys that you play with belong to God? You know the house that you live in belongs to God. You know, there's something else that belongs to God as well. You belong to God. Everything in the world belongs to God. It's His. And so we can't give Him anything because we're only giving Him what's His, and that's silly. Imagine me walking into your house, picking up one of your toys and saying, I've got a present for you. Here you are. Say, just a minute, that's mine. You can't give it to me. Mine anyway. We can't give anything to God because everything we've got is His. But we can't give it to Him. He already owns it. So we can't give anything to God, and we don't deserve anything from God. And do you know why we don't deserve anything from God? Let me ask you another question then. Do you ever do anything wrong? Let me just get confirmation of this. Do your children ever do anything wrong? Lots of nodding heads, yes. When you were children, did you ever do anything wrong? I think there's only one exception to that. My mother says I was such a good little boy. And I never did anything wrong. But I know that's not true. Because I was a naughty boy. I won't begin to tell you all the things that I used to do. Because it would be very, very embarrassing. So we don't deserve anything from God. We don't deserve anything from our parents. Because we've been naughty. And we haven't done the things our parents have asked us to do. Have we, Matthew? No. Have we, Daniel? No. Have we, Helen? No. We haven't done the things that we should have done, so we don't deserve anything. We haven't done the things that God tells us to do. And we've offended God and made Him angry because of all the naughty things we've done. I mean, we could go around all of them. I mean, think of the naughty things that Sam's done and the naughty things that Jonathan's done. And the naughty things that Isaac's done. And the naughty things that Jeremy's done. And we can go around everybody. All the naughty things we've done. Some are worse than others. But we've all done things wrong. Not just for our parents. Not just for other people. But for God. Because every time we do something wrong against another person, we do something wrong against God as well. Because God tells us how we should live. Now, if you were to ask your parents, those of them that have jobs and go to work, and you said to them, would you go to work just for fun if you had no money at the end of the week? What do you think they'd say? No. Anybody here would go to work for fun? Not expect any pay? Right, any potential employers, here's a very willing worker. Joe will work for nothing. But for most of the rest of us, we won't work unless we get paid. You go and do your job. You might work in Kroger's fan. You might work in Cadbury's. You might work in a shop. You might have all manner of different jobs. But at the end of the week, the end of the month, you'll say, where's my money? I've worked for you all week. I've slaved my guts out. Where's my money? One day, when my father said that, he used to work for a big company called Plessy. And at the end of the week, he'd been working nights, and at the end of the week, he and all the other people that worked with him, they went to the pay office and they said, where's our money? And they said, oh, sorry, we haven't got it. The man with the key to the safe isn't here. You have to wait till next week. And they said, no, we won't. we're not leaving here until we've had our money. And they closed the factory down until they got this man to come out of bed, bring the key, and open the safe to give them the money that they were owed. It was their due. If you don't listen, you won't hear what comes next, will you? No. Right. Mouth shut. Now, what work have we done for God? What work have we done for God? You know what God says the work we've done is? It's called, it's a three-letter word beginning with S and it ends in N and it has I in the middle. Sin. We've all sinned against God. We've all done wrong. We've said things that are wrong. We've done things that are wrong. And we've thought things that are wrong. We've been very naughty people. And we have earned wages. By doing all these wrong things, we have earned something from God. And God will reward us. Now we think about our Christmas presents and we think, well, over the last year, I've been a bit good and a bit bad. So when Mum and Dad are going round the shops and they're looking at all those nice toys that I'd really like to have, and they think back about what I've done over the last year, and I'll say, well, he's been a bit good, she's been a bit bad, but let's see, well, I suppose the good bits have outweighed the bad bits. So therefore, we'll get them that nice toy. And we tend to think that God thinks like that, and God looks at us and says, well, they've been a bit good, and they've been a bit bad, but I suppose the good bits outweigh the bad bits. So, yes, alright, I'll let them into heaven. That's not what God does. God says, well, where are the good bits? I can't see any. Where are the bad bits? Oh! God weighs them out. And it doesn't just tip one way or the other. He goes, but, on the bad side. Not just for children, it's for everybody. For all of us. All our bad deeds very heavily outweigh our good deeds. So what do we deserve? Well, God's told us. Tells us in Romans 6, verse 23, about the wages that we earn. For the wages of sin is... the wages of sin is death. That's not nice, is it? Rather unpleasant, that. The wages of sin is death. That doesn't just mean that we're going to die one day. We all will. It means we're going to get punished afterwards for all the things we've done wrong. Not a nice thought. But it doesn't stop there. Because it goes on and says, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do we deserve to go to heaven? No. None of us deserve to go to heaven. Do we deserve God's forgiveness? No. We all deserve God's punishment. But God says that he has sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world as a special gift, as a special present for us, in order that we, all of us here, and me, and all of us here, in order that we might be forgiven by God. Now, did we deserve for God to send us the Lord Jesus Christ?
No.
We didn't deserve it. But what God says is that he has sent Jesus Christ as a free gift. He says in possibly the most famous verse in the whole Bible, in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world. It doesn't say, but God looked at the world and thought, yes, these people deserve this because they work really hard. What it says is God loved the world. He gave his only son. So it's not because we deserve it. It's because God loved us that he sent Jesus into the world. And he loved us so much he sent Jesus that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Why did Jesus come? He came because God loves us. God loves sinners. Now, we might be unlovely, but on Christmas Day, in spite of the fact that we've been really naughty sometimes, our parents, because they love us, will give us presents. God, even though we're obnoxious, nasty, naughty people, in spite of that, God, who loves us, has sent us the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, in order that we can believe in him, we can repent of our sins, and we can be forgiven. But it's not enough just to know that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to forgive sinners. We have to receive that gift. No good mum and dad going to the shops and buying this lovely present for you and saying, well, there it is. And you just sit there and look at it and say, well, isn't that nice? And you never say thank you and take it. You've got to take it and say, thank you very much. That's what we have to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to say to him, thank you very much for coming into the world. Thank you very much for being punished for my sins. Thank you very much for all that you did. I now turn away from my sins and I put my trust in you. And you are going to be the one who tells me what to do all through my life. That's what we need to remember this Christmas. It's not just the children, but all the adults as well. But God shows his love for us in that while we were sinners who deserved nothing, yet Christ came into the world and died for us. And what we must therefore do is to turn from all our sins, hate them, and trust in Christ, and depend totally upon him. And then we will know the gift of eternal life, and be certain that we are going to heaven.